Books on Tape presents Scarpetta by Patricia Cornwell, read by Kate Redding. The mental state of the madman indeed may be described as a walking and disordered dream. Montague Lomax, The Experiences of an Asylum Doctor, 1921. To Ruth, 1920-2007. And, as always, with gratitude, to Stacy. 1. Brain tissue clung like wet gray lint to the sleeves of Dr. K. Scarpetta's surgical gown, and the front of it was splashed with blood. Striker saws whined, running water drummed, and bone dust sifted through the air like flour. 3 tables were full. More bodies were on the way. It was Tuesday, January 1st, New Year's Day. She didn't need to rush toxicology to know her patient had been drinking before he pulled the shotgun's trigger with his toe. The instant she'd opened him up, she detected the putrid, pungent smell of booze as it breaks down in the body. When she was a forensic pathology resident long years ago, she used to wonder if giving substance abusers a tour of the morgue might shock them into sobriety. If she showed them a head opened up like an egg cup, let them catch the stench of post-mortem champagne, maybe they'd switch to Perrier. If only it worked that way. She watched her deputy chief, Jack Fielding, lift the shimmering block of organs from the chest cavity of a university student robbed and shot at an ATM, and waited for his outburst. During this morning's staff conference, he'd made the incensed comment that the victim was the same age as his daughter, both of them track stars and pre-med. Nothing good happened when Fielding